Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very excited about having June Reed back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. June Reed is a great American, and if you've been listening to the show, when you've heard June on the show before, you know what I'm talking about. She is an American who put her career on hold, her life on hold, and, well, I really probably shouldn't say that because I'm sure she's got some very fulfilling experiences in Iraq right now. She's helping them build their economy over there. She's a senior consultant for the U.S. Mission in the Iraq Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, Iraq, and she joins us right now from Baghdad. June, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it very much.
Well, it's great to have you here, June. And as you know, we continue to be so proud of you and all your cohorts over there who are doing a great job of helping the Iraqis build their economy. Can we talk first, though, about what happened over the weekend with the Constitution? Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, yes, indeed. Actually, we're very excited. We won't know the final results for several more days. They have said that probably on Saturday will be the day because there are so many people who voted. We had a great voter turnout in all areas, those who have said they might be opposed to it and those who have said they are for it 100%. But in all cases, it's 60% of the Shiites, 60% or plus of Iraqis have voted, and the high turnout in the Kurdish areas, Shiite areas, and the Sunni areas. And one of the things to really understand is that previous elections, the Sunnis decided that they would not participate in the system.
Right.
And this time they wanted to participate very much, and indeed they have.
You know, June,
there was also very
voters,
little violence, almost no violence at all.
That was really impressive to me. We've got less violence during the vote. We've got more dissenters who are not happy with what some of the things that are going on, actually going to the polls and trying to help contribute to the process. You know, June, when I hear about voters, a segment of the voting population grumbling as they go to the ballot box, that sounds like America.
Yes, it does. Yes, indeed, it does. But in fact, most people were happy. Actually, I think it's some 60%, 66% overall turned out.
Right.
And I think that all ages and eligibility were voting, and people were very excited to exercise this and to participate to determine really the backbone for their country going forward in terms of democracy.
It's so exciting to me to see them, the pictures, June, of them voting and then walking over and sticking their finger in that indelible ink that probably doesn't wash off for a long time, has to wear off, and to walk out of there with to be branded as a voter, to be branded as a person who wants to have freedom and to have a free country, for people to vote and then to be prepared to brand themselves, and so that they can't be mistaken by anybody as someone who's voted. That's awfully impressive, and it says an awful lot about the character of the Iraqis, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because they stood in very long lines, and they had voter turnout essentially all day long from the time the polls opened at 7 a.m. in the morning until they closed at 5 p.m. at night.
One of the things
exciting.
One of the things that I heard that the Sunnis said was, let's go ahead and vote, and then we'll just change it. We'll try to change some things later. Boy, that's the right way to think about it. That's a great attitude, isn't it?
Yes, and in fact, some last-minute amendments to the Constitution promised that the Sunnis could have an opportunity, or anyone for that matter, not just the Sunnis, although I think this particular perspective was aimed for them, but anyone could have a chance to change the charter later on.
Right.
And this, in actuality, prompted some of the Sunni Arab groups to...
Right.
Really say that they supported this particular draft. And that's very exciting. But anybody will then have an opportunity. And so it's very exciting to bring more people on board to vote for this constitution.
June, you've been in Iraq now for, what, 16 months, roughly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Give us your perspective of how things are with the people, how the people are, how the civilization is, how the society is, the communities. What's your attitude about that over there now compared to what you found when you arrived summer before last?
Well, there's several interesting things. One of the things that I think people don't understand or don't have an opportunity to really think about based on the news that they hear in the United States is that this particular country goes on its day-to-day business just like any other country. People get up, people go to work. There are individuals who are starting new businesses, and they go out there and do their daily routines every single day. Now, obviously, there are some stark differences. I'm not trying to say that there aren't. But for the vast majority of people, on any one given day, they get up, go to work, take care of their families, send their children to school, and carry out business. That is one thing, and that has not changed from the time that I came here till now. I think what has happened is that people have had a flavor over the last 16 months, and actually it was a little bit before that, to really have an opportunity to see what freedom, all of the things that freedom brings, which is sometimes confusion, but choice. They have a choice,
mm-hmm.
and that is a great gift. That is one of the things to think about for these people. They can participate in their own government, the crafting of their government, i.e. through the Constitution, through their elected officials, and to run for office and to have a say about how things mm-hmm. are done in their lives for their future. And that is something that has made people very, very excited. And many Iraqis return to Iraq to take a stake in this country.
There are many Iraqis who have been out of the country for decades have come back,
yes.
even though they were very comfortable and happy in America. They've come back to reclaim their own country, haven't they?
Yes, and from the region. And, of course, many of them were out of the region because in fear of their life.
Right. And by the way, folks, if you're hearing the ambiance, hearing a little noise in the background, we call that ambiance on the show. Those are other great Americans like June Reed who are over there, part of the U.S. effort to the Americans over there trying to help the Iraqis build their country. And so you'll hear a few voices in the background. Those are other people working hard, just like June Reed, to help the Iraqis reclaim their country. June, stand by. We're going to come back in just a minute, folks, and June's going to give us a little bit more of an update on how things are going for small businesses in Iraq. Right after these messages, we'll do that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. June Reed is with us, and she is she's senior consultant with the U.S. Mission of the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, Iraq. And by the way, folks, there are several other interviews that we've had with June over the last year or so, and you can go back and listen to some of the shows we've done with her from her position in our Brain Trust. Also, she'll be on the blog today, which is on the homepage there, or you can link to it from the homepage, or go to jimsblog.biz. June, one of your primary jobs in Iraq is to help Iraqis get small businesses started, because as we all know, small businesses are the foundation of any economy, and the Iraqis, they're one of the original people when it comes to human beings operating in a marketplace. That's the cradle of trade right there where you are, and so they know all about this. They just need a little bit of help, and you've been providing them with that. Tell us about how things are going since the last meeting.
Actually, they're going very well. People would be surprised about how many new businesses are started in Iraq, especially on the small business side, and how many entrepreneurs there are in Iraq. We have over 19,000 individual microloans. Those are loans anywhere between $500 and $25,000.
How many of those now?
Individuals. Over 19,000.
19,000. Could you have an estimate of how many small businesses there are in Iraq right now?
Actually, no. Unfortunately, we don't, because most of it is done through an informal economy. Mm-hmm. They do not register, so we've had various guesses. But we can tell you that in many cases there are open markets, there are cell phone outlets, there mm-hmm. are computer sales here. There are many, many, many different types of small businesses that on a visual basis you can see everywhere.
There are web cafes too, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of web cafes. How many newspapers are there now in Baghdad?
Well, actually, in Baghdad itself, probably over 30.
Over 30 newspapers. A free press, a true free press. That's a big deal,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is, indeed.
Yeah. Can't have democracy without a free press.
Oh, and they do have all kinds of opinions, those that are for and against every conceivable perspective one might have.
And whatever your perspective is, you can say it in Iraq, can't you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. One is free to provide their opinion on any topic they like.
Believe
me.
June, do you get a sense that the insurgency is losing steam? I know there are a lot of attacks, but do you get the feeling that do you have any sense of the tide moving one way or the other?
Well, as an example, during the election recently regarding the referendum, actually, the voting, attacks were almost minimal, and they have been minimal since then. We do anticipate that will increase again when the voting comes for a new parliament. But the number of individuals that have been providing us with information and correct information has increased, and there are many more attacks that have been stopped due to appropriate information provided by Iraqis. So that's very, very important.
And it seems to me that every day that goes...
Understanding how the people think.
It seems to me that every day that goes by with every new political and democratic improvement that we've make that's made over in Iraq, that kind of informing is going to continue. June, this is a big week. The Constitution, we believe, passed this week. Saddam Hussein goes on trial even as we speak. He's on trial in Iraq right now. How is that trial going to play out? How do you think it's going to affect the attitude of Iraqis?
Well, the vast majority of Iraqis have been waiting for this for a long time. Whether they're feeling is a great deal of animosity or just that he should be brought to justice, it varies a great deal. And there are a few who don't think that way, but the vast majority of people would like to see what they call justice done. Saddam was a brutal ruler of this country and took many lives. And, of course, he is being tried for that along with 7 co-defendants. And it is on TV here with a 20-minute delay from a live feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone has the opportunity to see him, listen to his side of the story, and indeed he will have the opportunity to tell his side of the story. And it's very interesting that he certainly didn't give that opportunity to other people that he disagreed with.
Do you get the idea that Iraqis are paying attention to this, that they're watching this minute by minute?
Well, I do know that it's been reported that a number of people took off just for today. They won't be taking off the entire time because, of course, the trial will last for a long period of time.
Right.
But to hear the opening charges and to see Saddam's, I will call it performance at this point, or demeanor. And he has been rather belligerent. And one of the things he, of course, says is he does not recognize the authority mm-hmm. of this. But that is to be expected.
He doesn't have a big fan club over there anymore, does he?
No, indeed, he does not. And I don't really think he had that large of a one before, but unfortunately, he was in control.
Right.
So we hope that this will play out appropriately and give him his fair opportunity to say his piece and to present his case.
June Reed.
Democracy provides.
June, we've got to go, and too soon, but will you come back again real soon?
Yes, and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, June. You're
appreciate
always welcome here. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, one of the Americans, one of the brave Americans, one of the selfless Americans, a great American who's helping to rebuild Iraq and give those people the freedom and self-determination. God bless you, June, and all the things that you and all your friends are doing over there. 29 After, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.